Welcome to Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. Richard is an executive communications counselor, coach, and conference speaker with clients throughout the United States and internationally. Communication Matters deals with topics ranging from communicating through the news media, making business presentations, managing crises, and developing leadership presence. Learn more at richardmcewen.com or contact him at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com. And McEwen is spelled M-C-K-E-O-W-N. Now, here's Richard.
Well, it's good to have you along for this edition of Communication Matters. And today, I want to talk about what I call one of the great social equalizers. And I call it that because it is something that nearly everyone has in common, at least to some degree. And that is the fear of speaking in public. And you know, for some people, the very idea of having to get up in front of even a small group and say even just a few words instills nothing less than abject terror. Now, Mark Twain is credited with having said that there are two kinds of speakers in the world. There are those who are nervous, and then there are those who are liars. And if most every survey on people's greatest fears is to be believed, Mark Twain is right. In just about every one of these surveys, public speaking ranks right at the top in terms of what people fear the most. In fact, just about the only other thing that ranks so high, so consistently, is the fear of dying. And believe it or not, sometimes the fear of public speaking ranks even higher than that. So whether we like it or not, speaking in front of a group, large or small, formal or informal, is something most all of us are called upon to do, at least on occasion. And for some, it's a key aspect of our professional responsibilities. Now, I'm not going to get into why people fear public speaking so much. I'm going to leave that to the therapist where it belongs. But what I do want to talk about are three key distinctions between a speech and a presentation, and by extension, distinctions between a speaker and a presenter. Keeping these distinctions in mind can go a long, long way toward alleviating some of the fear and discomfort that comes with speaking in front of a group. So here we go. The first distinction to keep in mind is speeches are more about the speaker. Presentations are more about the information. And by that, I mean, those we think of as speakers usually have some sense of, celebrity about them. They are the reason people are in their audience. What they have to say is usually secondary. Not always, but usually. When it comes to presentations, the audience is there because of the information primarily, not necessarily the presenter. The presenter just happens to be the conduit through which the information is shared. So why is this important to keep in mind? Well, it's important because the expectation of the audience is different. We expect a smooth delivery from a speaker, but not so much from a presenter. So the presenters don't have to give a perfect delivery. Organized and relevant and somewhat compelling? Sure. But a precise oratory? No, not at all. And the second distinction to keep in mind is that speakers change audiences. Presenters change information. Now think about that for a minute. Speakers change audiences, presenters change information. Most of the people we think of as speakers have one or two, maybe three set speeches, but they say the same things over and over and over again, but they say it to different audiences who are hearing it for the first time. It may be the speaker's 50th time to say it, but it's the audience's first time to hear it. So over time, the speaker knows not only what he's going to say, he knows how he's going to say it. The inflections are just right. His pause points are perfect. And we come away thinking, wow, they are so good. I wish I could be that good. Well, maybe we would be if we were saying the same thing over and over and over again. But you know, the reality is that we're usually saying something different most every time we make a presentation. We don't have the benefit of hearing ourselves for a third time, much less a 10th time or a 50th time. If we did, maybe we would be as good as that speaker that we admire. Now, the third distinction I'll mention is, in speeches, audiences are primarily observers. In presentations, the audience members are often participants too. My point here is that speakers are rarely challenged for what they say, at least not in the speech itself. Maybe to a degree in the Q&A that follows, if there is a Q&A, but for the most part, speakers come, do their thing, take a bow, and go home. It's basically a monologue. This not so in presentations. In presentations, there's usually dialogue back and forth. not only following the presentation, but sometimes during the presentation. And that's a good thing, because the whole point of the presentation is not to just share information. It's also to persuade the audience to a line of thinking or a course of action. So Q&A and even challenge just goes along with it. But again, it's not about the presenter so much as it is about the information that is being discussed. Keeping these three distinctions in mind can help people deal with their fear of speaking and presenting in front of a crowd. And they can also help take some of the pressure off and maybe, just maybe, transform paralyzing fear into energizing anxiety. Well, that's all the time we have, or all the time that I'm going to take today. Tune in again next time for another installment of Communication Matters. And until then, this is Richard McEwen.
This has been Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. If there's a topic you would like Richard to address in an upcoming podcast, he wants to hear from you. Email Richard at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com and follow him on Twitter at @RKMcEwen. And be sure to visit richardmcewen.com. Communication Matters is a production of Richard McEwen, all rights reserved.